you invest in me. Cause if
from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting planning for an assault on Ramadi is underway. U.S. officials say they're ready to help the Iraqi military retake the Anbar provincial capital of Ramadi as soon as possible. Ramadi is now in the hands of the Islamic State. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
A State Department official told reporters the U.S. is taking an extremely hard look at its strategy against Islamic State militants after Iraqi security forces lost control of the city of Ramadi. Colonel Pat Ryder, a spokesman for U.S. Central Command, which oversees operations in the Middle East, echoed that concern to reporters Wednesday.
From our perspective, what happened at Ramadi was a setback, certainly concerning.
A setback the Pentagon has said will be difficult to fix. But Ryder added the U.S. was confident that despite the difficulty, Iraqi forces are regrouping outside of Ramadi and should be able to retake the ground. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, Islamic State militants have overrun the famed archaeological site at Palmyra just hours after seizing the central Syrian town. So say activists and officials. That raises concerns the extremists might destroy some of the priceless ruins as they have done in neighboring Iraq. The accounts say the IS took Palmyra. Government forces collapsed in the face of the attacks, and Syrian soldiers were seen fleeing the area. In Damascus, state TV acknowledged that pro-government forces had withdrawn from the town. The ruins at Palmyra are one of the world's most renowned historical sites, and there are fears the extremists would destroy them as they did major archaeological sites in neighboring Iraq. This is